6090 AM in Montreal.
On Thursday, November 13th, Soraya Martinez-Ferrada was sworn in as Montreal's new mayor, ushering in a new era for municipal politics. Her party, Ensemble Montréal, now has a narrow majority in city council and a mandate to speed up private housing development, audit cycling infrastructure, and increase funding to address homelessness. One of Ensemble's central promises is to increase public safety and security. They have plans to increase lighting in parks at night. They also intend to add more surveillance cameras to public spaces. They also plan to double the number of what are called mixed squads, or squads of police and social workers working together. This would require an increase in police funding. Dr. Ted Rutland is a professor of human geography at Concordia who focuses on urban politics, planning, and policing in Canada with a social justice lens. Dr. Rutland conducted a study on the efficacy of mixed squads. Here's Rutland.
I did an extensive investigation of mixed squads with the homeless serving coalition, CHAPSAM, and found that having the police patrol with social workers makes the work of actual social workers much more difficult, because we're talking about social workers that are trying to build relationships with unhoused people who have no reason to trust someone who just walks up and says they're there to help you. And that work of building relationships is made much harder when you've got this branch of social workers that say they're there to help but are actually working with the police.
Dr. Rutland's study found the presence of police in a sensitive situation can negate the calming effect of social workers. He also says an increase of mixed squads would lead to over-policing. Ensemble has also promised to increase the number of special constable police in metro stations. Here's Rutland on that.
And they've also promised to increase the number of special constables in the metro stations, which of course won't do anything, because you know the problems that occur in metro stations are massively exaggerated, and also can't be addressed by increasing the number of police officers. I mean, you can't have a police officer in every metro car, and even if you did, stuff's still going to happen.
For more local news coverage, tune in to CJLO on Friday mornings at 9 a.m. for the weekly news hour. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl. My name is Sonam. And today we have a kind of special episode, special in the way that this isn't something I've ever done before, but not special in the way that it's based out of me being a little bit lazy and a little bit busy. We're gonna do an album listen through today. So instead of having a regular lineup of multiple songs from different artists, instead of having that good variety, we're just gonna listen to a new release from one of my favorite local emo bands, Avec Plaisir. We're going to listen to their new album, Active Listening. It came out a few weeks ago. Yeah, on Halloween. Love that. And they're actually having a listening party, album release tonight. They're playing at Turbo House, and I might try to go, but to be honest, I don't know if that's going to happen. It's final season, and I'm a person who's unorganized, and when you're in a project-based kind of finals, which I am, not a lot of exams, but a lot of projects, a lot of hours of work that have to go into things, things can get a little busy, a little tough. So I'm going to give myself some grace, and I hope you will too, but we're going to take it easy today with this listen-through of Active Listening. We're going to actively listen to this Active Listening album. And after, if we have time, I'm thinking of maybe playing some more live sessions, maybe some a couple tunes from some Audio Tree sessions, because, I've been thinking about live playing a lot, jamming, and Been seeing a lot of shows recently. I saw Wednesday a couple nights ago, and I'm going to talk about that later because it was really interesting. Really good, but kind of interesting. But first, we are going to start this listen through. We're going to just listen in order. So the first song is What Does Your Tattoo Mean? And after that, it's going to be Junji Burrito and Junkit, both songs that have already been released. But, you know, listening to something more extends your connection and depth with it. So you know what? This has been on repeat for me and it's going to be on repeat for you. All right. First up, What Does Your Tattoo Mean?
Thank you. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hey, radio listeners. Have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your favorite movie or book? If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Alrighty, that was not the right order of the album. Yay! That it may have been that I did not pay attention to whether or not the album was on shuffle or not, and it was. So that was actually Oh Jesus Christ Fenton, which is the fifth song on the album. I love that song. I think it's one of my favorites on the album, with the like me when the chorus like repeats itself, and there's like a repeating verse, and then it goes into halftime, and there's like the distortion, and oh, I love it. I love it. I'm happy about this album. Really am. I really want to. I'm gonna try and go tonight, but you know, you can only do so much. Before that, we heard Junket, which was one of the singles released. I played it a couple weeks back, or before the funding drive. And speaking of the funding drive, my goodness, we met our funding goal. So the station was able to raise over $15,000. Thanks to all of you guys. This is incredible. This is the first year that I've been a part of the funding drive, and I cannot wait for the next years. And like, it was such a wonderful experience. You know, everyone at the station coming together, and then every one of you coming together and like really showing how much you guys care, and like seeing all the love that this station has, all of what it inspires in people is so amazing and so heartwarming. It was a really wonderful way to like, you know, sink into the fall and the colder weather. And oh, it was a little difficult with some of the events, you know, going to get to them without the metro, but it worked out, you know, people still showed up. And that's what life is about. It's about showing up. I almost didn't come today, but I showed up, and we're going to just roll with it. We're going to keep listening to the album. I'm going to go back and I'm going to play Junji Burrito, and then the fourth song, which is 42 Species of Deer PPTX, like, you know, it's like a file name. And then we will go to the sixth track, Gino Vannelli's 1976 classic Fly Into This Night, and play the album in order from there. Like it was supposed to be the first time. But you know what? Sometimes it doesn't always work out the first time, and that's okay. So up next, we've got Junji Burrito, and then it will be 42 Species of Deer. And then after that, Gino Vannelli's 1976 classic Fly Into This Night. All right, thanks for listening, and thanks for putting up with this today. I'm trying really hard to put up with myself today, and you know what? That's what the day is like sometimes. I feel like, especially in the emo community, I was thinking about stuff. I think about a lot of stuff, but I was thinking, like, you know what? Actually, there does have to be something kind of wrong with you to listen to this kind of music. And that's okay, you know? Sometimes you're not invited to the function because there's something a little bit wrong with you, and you experience that and explore that aspect of yourself through very whiny men singing over beautiful, beautiful music and screaming, and, you know, sometimes that's okay, you know? every time I go into a mosh pit, you know, it's like, oh, okay, there's something wrong, and this is great. This is perfect. Anyways, we got Junji Burrito, and then 42 Species of Deer, and then Gino Vanelli's 1976 classic, Flying to This Night, all by Avec Plaisir from Active Listening.
We'll be right back.
That was Gino Vannelli's 1976 classic Fly Into This Night by Avec Plaisir. I don't know if that's a movie or an album or a song, but this song was great. I love this song. Avec Plaisir, they do such, like, their harmonies are one of my favorite parts about their music, and then also their ability to, like, build and release. And doing that in, like, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes is very, very, like, that's harder than you think. And I proclaim myself to be a long song girly. I love a good, like, 7 minute song, which is not great for radio, but you know what? I don't care. But I do have, like, an admiration and an appreciation for shorter songs, especially when it comes to, like, albums that have songs that are all relatively the same length and they're pretty short. It increases the repeat, like, the repeatability factor for that album. I love Feeble Little Horse, and I always think their songs, I'm like, your songs are too short, I want more. But then I just end up listening to their albums, like, so much. Oh my God, can they please come to Montreal, please? I know that it would be a sold-out show, guys. But it's okay. Yeah. And before that, we had the 42 Species of Deer. That was the little instrumental track. Beautiful. I have been craving nature recently. Every single final season, I'm like, at a certain point, I'm like, I just need to go to the beach. I just need to go to the river. I just need to go to the woods. And, like, that's my way of my body and my mind telling me, like, you need to chill. You need to break. You need to take a break. You need to chill. So don't forget to go into nature, even if it's cold. Layer up, tuck your pants into your socks and your shirt into your pants and your sleeves and your gloves and put on a hat and get out there. Even if it's miserable, you know, don't go in the middle of a blizzard. But, you know, like, I'm going to try and go to the rapids tomorrow or something. Parks still exist in the winter, and, you know, that they maintain them, and I love the parks in Montreal. They're good. They're very good, even in the winter, you know. One of my favorite parks to go to in the winter is Angrignon. I think it's very underrated park. You know, it's all La Fontaine this and Jerry that, but no, Angrignon. Anyways, yeah, I was going to say more about the funding drive. If you donated, first of all, thank you. Thank you so much. And if you wanted a print, I have some. And if you want to arrange a time to pick them up for me or something, just DM the show account, Brave Little Emo Girl on Instagram. Already dropped a couple off with some people. And it was very nice it's always very nice to talk to you guys who actually listen to the show. It makes me feel like a real person. And it makes me, you know, it's so amazing. And, like, yeah, still getting over it, feeling like a little starstruck from this, funding drive, you know, being like, wow, everything has an impact and everything matters. Yay. Which is good. Yeah. Oh, what else was I gonna say? Yeah. Oh gosh, it's been such a busy time for me and, like, for a lot of people in general. You know, we got finals and there's, like, so many events in Montreal. Yesterday I went to Expozine and got my Christmas shopping done. It's still going on today. Go if you haven't gone yet and you want to go, go. It's amazing. There's so many amazing artists this year. I ran into, like, 5 people I knew, shout out. And yeah, amazing stuff. There were so many calendars this year that people printed. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I got all my, like, a lot of my Christmas shopping done. Support local artists, support artists, support small made businesses. You know, if you're thinking about buying Christmas gifts, you know, that's a really good way. There's a reason that there's a lot of holiday markets happening with a lot of artists. Those gifts are always, like, I think it's the best thing to give. But, you know, that's just my opinion. And then on Friday, I went to the Wednesday show. I had a bunch of school stuff I needed to go do. I, like, bought a bunch of paper that was, you know, really expensive and it was all snowing. And then I went to the Wednesday show and it was amazing. I love that band. They're one of my favorites. They were, like, my most listened to last year. And I cried so much and it was a good show. But it was also, like, there were a few things that were pissing me off a little bit. First of all, I'd never been to Club Soda before. Interesting venue. I'm not going to slander it or anything, but let me just say it took us 45 minutes to get out of the venue, out of its one exit that had both the merch tables and the coat check in the way. And also the coat check was like mandatory. I didn't check my coat, but if sometimes they weren't letting people in and they were like, go check your coat. And then it was like $3 or $10 apparently, which I never understood. If you're going to have a mandatory coat check, like you can't make people pay for it if it's mandatory. That's bad. And like there were no other exits. It was genuinely dangerous. In my opinion, that might be a little Karen of me, but the other thing that I thought was mostly funny, but in the moment it was kind of a little bit unpleasant, was like it was a sold out show, so it was packed. But to me, it felt like a lot of people had either never been in a mosh pit before or never been to a show that had a mosh pit. And I say that with like huge air quotes, because it was like, it reminded me of, I used to be like a huge Tyler, the Creator fan in early high school, and I went to see him twice and like both times on the floor. And like, it reminded me of that, of like, just people were just bouncing up and down, jumping up and down and like falling into each other and like very tight and packed. Like, you know, you're kind of just like, it's like a wave and you're kind of moving with it, which like, that's not bad, but like, it was every song. And at one point, Carly, the singer, she was like, literally had to be like, guys, you know, we have 5 songs left. You gotta conserve your bouncing energy. I thought the band, they had like amazing stage presence and like, you know, amazing like dialogue and talking to the crowd. And she mentioned stuff about, you know, Montreal, our new mayor, and, you know, how the people that represent your city don't always represent the people in the city best. That's all I'll say. But it was really amazing. But yeah, like, what? I mean, I may be a snob about that, but like, please. And the thing that was actually the worst was that like, people weren't respecting the people who didn't want to mosh. I ended up like being like the kind of barrier person, you know, you'll be in the crowd and there's the people who are moshing, the people who are in between, they're like grooving, but they're also like, you know, shoving people back in, being like, oh, you went a little too far there. Let me push you back in the pit and protect these people who clearly don't want to be moshing, who are not comfortable. And I was like, okay, I must provide my services. I must be here. And like, people were giving me the stink eye for trying to contain them. I'm like, have you never been to one of these things before? Like, not everyone wants to mosh, man. And like, you know, it's really tightly packed. It's like sardines, but so, you know, like personal space is kind of out the window, but you can still have some kind of like awareness and respect. I don't know, maybe I'm just like becoming unk. I'm feeling very chopped and unk today, but you know what? That's not going to stop us from listening to a wonderful album. Sorry about the rant. I just had to put that out there. If any of you were in there or bouncing around and not watching your surroundings, come on, man. You know, that's okay. I can't say I haven't been there before, you know, like in grade 9. Anyways, up next we have Bird Reynolds by Avec Plaisir off of Active Listening, the album we are doing a listen through of today. It is the 7th song, and after that we've got Maybe It's Mescaline and Wet Socks, and then after that we're gonna have the final 3 songs. I might play some other stuff, you know, kind of an unplanned episode today, but I've talked enough. Up next is Bird Reynolds by Avec Plaisir. We'll be right back.
stretch your feathers, and my moon gets brighter. Thank you.
That was Wet Socks by Avec Plaisir. We are listening to the album Active Listening. I hope you're actively listening, whoever's listening at home or wherever you are. You know, active listening is a very important skill for people to have. But, you know, it's also a very good album, apparently. So, yeah, the Wet Socks, I played that on here a couple weeks ago, I think during the funding drive. Love it. And maybe It's Mescaline was before that. And Bird Reynolds, I love, like, the kind of explosive start to that song. It's only a minute and 25 seconds, but, you know, it just draws you in so much. And, like, to be able to, like, jump off the bat like that is really, like, you know, what, these guys are so talented. If, like, emo music is, there's a range of, like, it gets really hard to play and it's really hard to be good, but also, like, everyone can do it. I feel like it's kind of like punk in that way, where anyone can do it, but also, like, it takes a long time to get really, really stand out good at it, and you can do some crazy stuff with it, you know. I guess, like, most music genres are like that, but it's got that, because it's so connected to DIY culture, it does feel like a lot more accessible than, let's just say, like, for an example, I think about, like, my friends who are in the jazz program at McGill. Shout out everyone. Who is that? Shout out, I Love You Dearly, also my Montreal favorites, my friends, but they're Montreal-based, like, indie shoegaze, and they're all jazz students, so they're all really, really, really good. But, you know, it takes a lot of work to be that good, and a lot of, you know, they're doing schooling for it, and the equipment's expensive. Like, not that music equipment is, like, you know, cheap, but there's a reason that the more, like, distorted the genre, the more, like, DIY it's allowed to be. Anyways, what was that? That was a weird little tangent. But we are going to listen to the last three songs after this ad break, and then I don't know if we'll have time. I think we'll have time to listen to some more. Yeah, I guess. I will find some more live session things to listen to. I had a few, like, queued up, or a few, like, planned, some audio tree sessions, just to, you know, like, that they're very underrated. I used to listen to them a lot more, and, like, listen to, or, like, put on, like, live shows on YouTube. I gotta do that again. It's a really good thing to do while you're, like, painting or doing homework. It's like, oh, you know, I can just be at a show and, like, do everything, you know? Maybe that's my winter activity. If I can't, like, you know, if I really can't push myself to get out of the house to go to a show, I'll put on a live recording or a live session. And I really want to get into, like, knitting or sewing this year. But, you know, like, that, oh, doesn't that just sound awesome? Listening to, like, a concert recording, watching a show, and creating something while it snows out. Ugh. I'm feeling cozy today. Feeling cozy and chopped and unk today. But that's okay. So we're going to listen to these ads, and then we're going to have the last three songs. Final, all capital, and then Final V7 PSD. Again, the file name format. Love that. Very good way to make a long emo song title. After that, we've got Gwen Stefani, one of their best songs. Oh, I love it. And then the last song is Lamborghini Carbonara. It's so Montreal. So little Italy, Montreal. Anyways, we've got that after the break.
Du 20 au 30 novembre, vivez les RIDM, les rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Des films audacieux qui réinventent le documentaire et renouvellent notre regard sur le monde. Au programme, projections, concerts, discussions avec les cinéastes et soirées festives qui prolongent l'expérience. Les RIDM, du 20 au 30 novembre à Montréal. Info et billets sur ridm.ca.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy-listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
Just not appealing. got something.
That was Lamborghini Carbonara, the last song, not the last song. There is one more song on the album. I am not paying attention. But that was the second to last song. I forgot what you call that. It's like penultimate. Anyways, that was Lamborghini Carbonara by Avec Plaisir. We've got the last song here, which is Florida Man on Drugs Kills Imaginary Friends and Turns Himself In. Great song. This is one of my favorite on the album. But Lamborghini Carbonara, that song, I love the drums in that. Short, sweet, very good. Before that, we heard Gwen Stefani. I think this was also put out as a single beforehand. I could be wrong, but also very good song. This is the end of the episode. Today was kind of weird, kind of rambly and kind of weird, but you know what? Like I said, there's got to be something a little bit wrong with you to be listening to this show, and there's got to be something a little wrong with you to be hosting this show. My name is Sonam. You've been listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. You can follow me on the Instagram. I will return to form next week with a planned episode. It got me thinking. I was like, I should do a top 10 or like top Yeah, top 10 episode, like top 10 songs that are related to this show. I think I'm going to do that for like the 1 year kind of anniversary of the show, which will be early next year. But yeah, you know, this has been a ride. Thank you. Shout out Avec Plaisir. I love their music. They got me through a lot for when I like first came to Montreal. I was like, oh, you know, it was hard. And then I found them and I found that they were from Montreal. I actually found them through a music like Instagrammer, Kelsey the Yellow Button. Shout out. Also shout out to the person who did the album cover for this art, for the art for the album cover. I'm like one person away from her. I reposted this album that it was out on my story, and one of my friends who is from Australia, she was an exchange student last year and we met. She's like, oh my god, that's my friend's art. Anyways, small world. But yeah, shout out, and again, thank you for listening. Love you very much. We're gonna listen to this last song here, and I hope everyone has a very good weekend. I will be back next week a little more rested, a little more put together. Thank you so much for listening and giving me some grace. Have a good rest of your week.